Granny Zedner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's scheme to upset Frank Foster's date with Miss Frederick boomeranged and resulted in Frank's driving her to the county seat to the teachers' meeting today. Lum has spent a miserable day lamenting his phony leg fracture, his bad luck, and everything else he can think of. As we look in on the little community now, it is late afternoon. We find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store trying to get Lum out of his ill humor.
Well, if you don't quit sitting there fuming and pussing, you're going to work yourself right into a nervous breakdown, Lum.
Well, who wouldn't fume and fuss?
Granny's a man can just stand so much of something, and that's all, Abner. Looks like everything I try to do works out right square backwards against me.
Oh, well, you ain't had nothing terrible bad happen to you.
What about my broke leg?
Your leg ain't broke. You just been making out like it was.
That's right, ain't it?
Of course it is.
Granny's, I've wore these splints and bandages on there so long now, I've got to where I believe it myself, even.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself complaining so much, Lum.
What about Frank Foster taking Miss Fredericks into the teacher's meeting today? I guess that was good luck for me.
Well, that was your own fault. You got him to dismiss school so she could go in there.
Yeah, but when I got him to do that, I thought I was going to get to ride in there with her. This dad-blame fake broke leg of mine is the cause of the whole thing. Hadn't have been for it, I could have started right out courting her the day she hit town, and Frank Foster never would have had a chance with her.
Yeah, it slowed you down all right.
Well, I've just put up with it just as long as I'm going to. Ain't but one thing to do, Abner. I've made up my mind. Come on over here and take these bandages off.
Take them off?
Yes, sir. Just start unwrapping them right now.
Lum, you can't do that.
Well, why can't I do it? It's my leg, ain't it?
Well, what about all these people around here that's been so nice to you because they thought your leg was broke?
Well, I'm just going to tell them the truth and have it over with.
What about that insurance company? What if they find out your leg ain't broke after you sending in a claim for an accident?
Well, I just won't take the money. I'll tell them Squire Skimp sent that claim in. Just tell them the truth about the whole thing. Fact is, I'd rather go to the penitentiary any day than to wear these bandages and splints any longer. Go ahead, start taking them off. I done made up my mind.
All right, that's what you want to do, but I think you're making a mistake.
Just undo that safety pin now. That's where the bandage starts right there.
I'll get it. You're going to have an awful lot of explaining to do, I can tell you that.
Then you just let me worry about that. Take it off before I change my mind now.
What about all these women folks that cooked up victuals and brung over to you?
Yeah, that's going to be bad. Well, I'll just have to face the music, that's all.
Well, I know they're going... Huh?
I say, I've made my bed, now I may as well lay in it.
Oh, thought you said something else. Yeah, well, that's all right, sure. If you're going to get in bed, well, you can pull the cover up over your leg there to where they can't tell where you got these bandages on there and off. But you ought to go home before you take them off, old Lum. Somebody's liable to see you.
Who said anything about going to bed?
Thought you said you was going to get in bed and listen to the radio.
Radio?
Well, where else you going to get any music this time of day?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Didn't you just say you was going home and get in bed and listen to the music?
I said I was going to have to face the music.
Well, if you're facing the radio, naturally you'll have to listen to it.
For goodness sakes, Abner, I ain't going to listen to no radio, and I ain't going home and go to bed.
Well, what's the use of making up your bed if you ain't going to use it?
I never made up no bed.
You said you did.
I never done no such a thing. I said I made up my bed and now I've got to lay in it. But I ain't going to bed.
Well, how you going to lay in it if you don't go to bed? Oh, you mean just sort of get on top of the covers there with all your clothes on, huh?
For goodness sakes.
Well, I believe it'd be good for you to go over and go to bed for a while, Lum. You're all nervous and upset. I believe a rest would be good for you. If you're just worrying about me running the stores, might not closing time anyway. Facts is, after I close up, I might even come over and listen to the radio with you.
I said I ain't gonna listen to no radio.
Well, what are you gonna do? You change your mind so much, I can't keep up with you long.
I'm gonna get up from here and try to walk if you'll hurry up and get them bandages off.
All right, I'm nearly done. Just one more round here.
That's
and
good,
down.
Right
yeah,
there.
There you
are. Granny, what a relief. I might not feel that leg breathing.
Well, here, you better roll your britches leg down here.
Yeah. Just look at the wrinkles there in that britches leg.
For the land's sake.
That ain't a sight. Yeah, I'm going to have to iron that left leg of them britches tonight. Oh, might as well iron both of them while I'm at it, I reckon.
Well, the left one's the one that's wrinkled the most.
Here, let me up. Let me see how it feels to walk again.
You've had that thing wropped up a week now, Long.
Yeah, it seems like a month, too. Geez, I don't know if I can walk or not, Abner. Look there how that leg's giving way with me.
Well, I do know.
Wait a minute here. You don't reckon I've sure enough got a broke leg, do you?
I don't know when you could have got it.
That's right, ain't it? I ain't fell down or nothing, have I?
I ain't seen you do it.
Just punishment, I reckon, for going around telling folks it was broke.
You might have strained it trying to make up your bed. Maybe we better put these bandages back on till it gets well, Long.
No, sir, I wouldn't put them bandages back on there for $1,000 or $100. It's feeling better. The circulation's starting now.
Yes, huh?
Granny's a feller just don't know how to appreciate two good legs until he has to go without one of them, you know?
No. Oh, my goodness, wait a minute. Hide quick, Lum. Hide. Here comes Cedric Weehunt.
Well, I don't care if he sees me. Everybody's going to know it anyway.
Well, I wouldn't want him to be the first one to tell it, though. You know how mixed up he gets on things when he goes to tell them.
Yeah, that's right. I better study up some way to break the news to them gentle, Hannah.
You better. They're going to be mad.
Yeah, hand me that coat there, and I'll sit down and throw that over my leg so he won't notice.
Yeah. Here. Hurry. Put it over. Hurry up.
Get him out here as quick as you can. I want to practice walking some more.
Yeah, I will. Come in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
What can I do for you?
Ooh, nothing, I don't reckon. I just wanted to see Mr. Lum a minute.
I thought you was running the filling station for Frank Foster today while he taking Miss Fredericks into the county teacher's meeting.
Well, I was, but they just got back a minute ago. That's what I come over to tell you, Mr. Lum. I don't reckon I'm supposed to say nothing about it, but Miss Frederick brung you a present back from the county seat.
A present? For me? Well, what do you know about that?
How do you know, Cedric?
Well, I just heard her and Mr. Frank talking about it.
What kind of a present is it?
I don't know, but I heard her tell Mr. Frank when she was getting out of the car to hand her that present she brought for Mr. Lum.
Well, I do know. Bless her heart. Bless her little heart. That's a gooder known Frank, you know it. Him taking her all the way into the county seat to buy me a present. About you, he's mad enough to buy.
Oh, sure.
I reckon what she's got me.
No, tell him.
Might be a engagement ring.
Engagement ring?
Yeah, that's right. She wouldn't buy me one of them, would she? Of
course not.
Must be something for you to use while your leg's broke, Mr. Lum, because I heard her say she felt so sorry for you because your leg was broke. Said she's going to bring it over here to you directly.
Going to bring it over here herself?
That's what she said. It's the reason I run on ahead so as I could tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here, Cedric, sorry you have to leave in such a hurry.
Oh, I don't have to go, Mr. Lum.
Well, run down there and see if Dick Huddleston's store's open.
Well, I know it is. I just come by there.
Well, run and see if it's closed then.
I'll go see, Lum.
You stay right here, Abner. Run on, Cedric.
Yes, Mama. I'll be back in just a minute.
Well, you needn't to come back. You can call me from over to blacksmith shop and let me know.
Yes, Mom, I'll hurry.
What do you want to know about Dick Huddleston's store for, Lum?
I wanted to get Cedric out of here so we can put them bandages back on my leg.
I thought you weren't going to put them back on.
Well, I've changed my mind. I believe this broke leg out is a good one, you know it.
Huh?
I believe Miss Frederick's falling in love with me on account of my broke leg. Buying me presents.
Yeah.
Coming over here to see me. Hurry up before she gets here.
Oh, my goodness, look yonder. Squire Skimp coming across the street heading this way, Lum.
Well, here, hurry up.
I'll
hold the splints and you rock that on there just as quick as
you can. All right. Well, here, hold your foot up there so that I can get to it.
Got it clean up over my head now.
That's good. That's good right there. Now, hold
still.
Hold them splints. I'm doing it as fast as I can. Doggy, it ain't a very good job, Lum, but I'm hurrying.
I don't care about that. Just get it on there. He ain't going to pay no attention to it, no way.
Let me see now. Where's that pen? Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that's got it. Right.
Come in, Squire. Come on back.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Howdy, Squire.
I just dropped in to leave a package for you, Lum. Miss Frederick, the new school teacher, asked me to bring it over. I saw her down the street there and told her I was coming this way.
Oh, well. Much obliged, Squire.
A book, I believe it is.
Book?
Yes, yeah, said she knew you'd enjoy it while you were recovering from your unfortunate accident.
Well, reckon why she never brung it herself.
Well, she said she's in awful hurry, Lum. Didn't want to be late for supper. I think it's kind of a gift of appreciation because we dismissed school today to let her go into the meeting. She brought Ezra and me back one, too.
Oh, she brung y'all something back, too, huh?
Yes, yeah, well, I better be going. I'll see. Well, wait a minute.
Huh?
I'll swan to goodness.
What's the matter?
That leg of yours, Lum.
What's wrong with it, besides being broke?
Now, I'd better go back and look at that carbon copy of that insurance claim I sent in for you, Lum.
Why?
You've got your right leg all bandaged up there. I could have sworn I wrote on that claim that it was your left one.
Ha!